Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
That last promo, Scott, about the debates, I guess we need to fix that one or do another one about the debates. I haven't heard so much talk about debates in the gubernatorial election. I'm very happy to welcome in our next guest, and that is Julie Birch, a development director for Habitat for Humanity of Lansing. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Well, how are things going over there? We know that you had a lot of fun over there Saturday. Tell us what's going on now.
We did have a lot of fun on Saturday. We got the first two walls up, and now we're spending some time working on the rest of the walls, the interior walls. That's what most people don't think about. They get really excited about the first few. And now we're working on all of the bedroom walls, kitchen walls, everything like that.
All right. Tell us what was the impetus for this project again.
Well, Whirlpool has been doing their building blocks program usually in one community at a time. And that means they do 10 houses in 1 week, and then they're done. And this year, they decided to do something a little bit different. They're building two homes, one on each of our campus at MSU and on IU's campus down in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also working where they have plants or offices throughout the country. So they're really spreading around the Whirlpool chair.
All right. You have a special event coming up on Thursday, too, right?
We do. We've got two opportunities for the public to come and tour the house. They're called Habit Tours. The first one is on lunch hour from noon until 1, and then the second one is on people's way home from work from 4:30 until 6. And those are free. Anyone can just stop in whenever they want to, ask questions, and take a tour.
You are still signing up volunteers for shifts, or are you set with that?
No, we're still signing up volunteers for shifts. We've got a lot of students that are working this week, but we've got room for more people. Plus, the house is going to be moved to its permanent location next week. And then we're going to need help with that final push to get the house done so that Anna and her daughters can move in.
Okay. And what kind of a process is that, taking this house that's been built south of campus, been in a big commuter lot, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're down in lot 89. And that's where everybody tailgates. So we hope that people take some time out from tailgate on Saturday to check out our project. But the moving is being handled by a moving company. And it turns out that they have moved this house before. This house has been built a couple times by some high school students over in Macomb County, Michigan. And so we're doing pretty much the same thing they're doing. The house is going to be moved in pieces. It's not going to be the whole full house when it's moved, and it just gets carted right through town, basically.
I guess part of the beauty of this, the fact that it unites East Lansing and Lansing, and it's going to be the home for a graduate student and her family, correct?
That's right. Anna is currently pursuing a PhD in philosophy with an emphasis in international relations and ethics. So it's a great fit for the whole MSU community, not just undergrads.
This is the first time that a home like this has been built on campus?
It is. This is an absolute first. Not only is it a first for Habitat Lansing to be building a whole house with Whirlpool, but it's also a first that we're building a whole house with MSU. And it's the first time Whirlpool and MSU have built a house together. So it's a really, really exciting project. And while we don't think it's going to happen all the time, this is a great opportunity for people to get involved.
All right. Michigan State University, well over 40,000 students here in East Lansing. How many students are going to have a role in this by the time it's all done?
We're hoping more than a couple hundred. We've got 30 students that are working every day. So sometimes that's 30 unique students from day to day. We've got some overlap because the School of Construction Management and Design has been working with us. They've got some students that know exactly what goes into building a house, and so they're our mentors. They're helping other students by providing tips on safety, building instructions, even how to hold a hammer and tighten a hard hat.
All right, what does the MSU Center for Service Learning and Civic Engagement have to do with this?
They are our primary partner at MSU, aside from the construction students. They are helping us to recruit students. They've got an online system that helps people learn about the program. They're also helping us to find students in specific programs so that we're not just working with construction. We've got engineering and packaging students. We've got political science students. We've got a few people from James Madison College that are helping us out. And they're really helping us to make sure that we get as diverse a group of people involved as is possible. So we've got students from all different colleges. We've got students that are different ages, from freshmen up through grad students. And we've got some faculty that are getting involved as well through the Center for Service Learning and Civic Engagement.
Julie, what would you say to someone who said, you know what, this is a great cause, I'd love to have something to do with this, but the only thing I've ever hit with a hammer is my thumb?
Well, I would tell them two things. First, we pride ourselves on the fact that we can teach just about anybody to build a habitat home. We have people of all different shapes and sizes and abilities and even languages that can come out and volunteer on our job sites. We will find a job for everybody that wants to help us. And if what you really want to learn to do is how to use a hammer to hit a nail, we can teach you how to do that. We also have a lot of non-construction opportunities so that if somebody, you know, maybe doesn't have time to be on a job site for 3 hours, we have volunteers that work in our restore. We have volunteers that serve on committees, and we have a volunteer board of directors.
Also going to be catabuses that will move volunteers once the home has been shifted to Lansing on South Washington, right?
Absolutely. We're very thankful that CATA is helping us out.
All right. Well, good luck with the rest of the project, and I will be in touch with you soon. I'm actually going to present this information to someone that we both know tonight.
Excellent. We really hope that that special someone wants to come out on site.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Julie.
Thanks, Jack.
Julie Birch, Habitat for Humanity of Lansing, our guest. We will be back. Much, much more coming up in Hour 2, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.